Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1124 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 93 book was on Monday or Tuesday. It takes about an hour or an hour and a quarter to enter those orders on the book. It is true that I testified before the coroner that it wouldn't take over half an hour to make the orders. It takes an hour and a half to do all of the work of transcribing them that you pointed out to me. Acknowledgments are usually made by the person who transcribes the orders and enters them on the requisition. If Mr. Frank didn't make acknowledgments, that would not make a difference of over 5 or 10 minutes in time. I said it would take an hour and a half to do all of the work lying on the table, requisition and all, transcribe them and acknowledge them. As to what that work was, beginning with order 7,167 on the 26th, there are 11 orders, going down through 7,197. None of that was done on Friday, because the orders weren't there when I left Friday night. I left Friday night at 6:30. I didn't go to the factory on Saturday morning. I have never timed Mr. Frank entering these orders. I said I guessed it would take him 30 minutes to actually enter them. After entering them, he must transcribe and acknowledge them. The initials HH on these orders, defendants' exhibits 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, means Miss Hattie Hall, the stenographer. HGS on these requisitions, defendants' exhibits 25 to 35 inclusive, are my initials. Mean that I checked the order and OKD it and it's gone. Miss Hattie Hall wrote the letters acknowledging the orders. I know that because the latter has the letters HH dictated by. We haven't any regular way of acknowledging. Some orders are acknowledged before they are ever touched. There is no certain first step. It is not necessary that they should be entered in the book first. One step doesn't hinge on the other. If Hattie Hall had anything to do with writing these things, it was done Saturday morning. The orders must also be transcribed from the order to the requisition sheet. The average sheet was the only sheet that had not been worked on Friday that I found had been worked on when I got back there. It had not been touched on Friday, and I had not given any data for it when I left. The data I had to get up for it was the flat production, the packing room production, the tips. I get that from this packing room report, Defendant's Exhibit 4A. The handwriting is that of Miss Eula May Flowers, the forelady. When I received that report, I had to accumulate all the data, pencil it, and transferred it to the pencil sheets here, Defendant's Exhibit 7. These three sheets are the only thing connected with the packing room for the week of April 24th. I wrote the figures Wednesday night, and Mr. Frank did it Thursday. Mr. Frank had to add two lines to the sheet. He could get those from Miss Flowers' report just as well as I could. The figures on the bottom of the page are his. All the writing on this sheet is mine except the last two lines at the bottom, which are his, Defendant's Exhibit 7. On that sheet, yes, there are just 11 figures, but you got three sheets to get it from, one line on all three sheets, and the total, making 6 lines altogether. It is not easy to say how long that would take. It is merely looking at those things and putting them down. You have got to go over it and get the different classes of goods that we pack and take.